We are learning Masechta Sanhedrin, Dav Tezvav Amud Beis, and we are starting three lines from the bottom of Dav Tezvav Amud Aleph. The Mishnah said that Shar Hanisko Be'esrim V'Shloisho, Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Hashar Yisachav Gam Bal of Yumos, Kimisa Baam Kach Misa Shar. This Pasuk is referring to a Shar that gored a person and killed a person. It killed someone. So the halach is that the Shar gets Skilo, and also the Bailam dies. Now we know, when it says in the Pasuk the Bailam dies, we know it does not mean the Bailam is Chayav Misa. It means he pays Kaifer. But the Gemara is going to discuss that actually. But it says in the Pasuk that Hachar Yisak of Gambal of Yumas. We say, just like the Misa Bailam, that's with Dashim of Gambal of Yumas. Why is it Yisoshim Yumas? Teach you. Just like Misa Bailam needs 23, so the Misa of the Shor needs 23. Omle Abaila Rava. Memai Dahai Gambal of Yumas. How do you know these words, Gambal of Yumas? Is coming to teach us the Kamisa Baam Kach Misa Shar Udasa. How do you know it's coming to teach us this halacha that just like the Baam is 23, the Shar is 23 also? On top of Amud Beis. Ema, maybe, Liktol Udasa. Maybe it's teaching us a very important halacha that if someone's Behema kills someone, he's Chayav Misa. Maybe that's what's coming to teach us. Ema Liktol Udasa. So Gemara says, if that's the case, that it was coming to that the Baam is Chayav Misa, and can Lichtev Gam Ba'olav. Just say, that Hashar Yisakel, v'gam bala, and also the Baal, and v'lishtek, and be quiet. So why is it you must? It must be to teach us something else. Because they never say you must. So it must be to teach us that there's no misa for the Baalim. It just means that you need Chav Gimel for the Shar. So, v'gam bala v'lishtek. So Mar said, what do you mean? It had to say you must. Maybe really he gets misa. Why is it you must? Because he calls Hachman Ahachi. If we just have a gambalav, have amina beskila, and then you would think that the baal gets skila, and it can't be. Beskila is like a daitoch. Kotel iu, if he kills a person, he himself kills a person. Besayif, he gets saif. Memoine, if a shark kills a person, gets beskila, it couldn't be. So that's why I say you must. Maybe really the baal's chayav misa. Why I say you must? Because it shouldn't be skila. You must means chenek. It should teach us that it's dafke chenek and not skila. So it's not extra. Zog to Gemara, Bedilma, Hay de Kasher Rachmana, you must lakuyla, lafuke mesayif lachenek. So Gemara says that, the Gemara says like this, that you must is extra. Why? You must is extra. Why? Because if you want to say it's chayiv misa, you should have said vegam balav. Are you telling me that I need you must tell you that it's not chayiv skila? And you must remember, you must say, you must tell you that chayav skila. Gemara says, no, I would know that by itself. That's not skila. I would know it's saif and it's gambalav. You know, I know it's saif because it makes no sense. He kills someone, he gets saif. You think if his money kills, he gets skila. So even without the yumas, I would know that the only chayav saif. So Gemara says, that's how yumas is extra. Yumas is extra. Now that says yumas, teach us that he's not really chayav. It just means that. Is using it for a hekesh that the behemah needs also chav gimel. So tomorrow, no, maybe with Dilma, hi, the kosher one of yumas. I need yumas. I need it really that the bayam's chayav misa. I, if I want to be chayav misa, just say v'gam balav, I would know it's chayav misa. No, I need yumas. You know why? To say it's less than a murderer. A murderer gets sayif. He only gets chenek. With Dilma, hi, the kosher one of yumas. Like kulei leh lafuke mesayif lechenek. He would go down. No, he'd go down because it's only his mom. Maybe you must teach you guys that when he kills himself, so then he's chayiv sight. But when he, his money kills, he goes down a step and he gets chenek. So Gemara says it's only good if you hold chenek is more cool than. Honichol mandi amar. So honichol mandi chenek chamur. If chenek is more chamur, so then vada you must can't be teaching this because it's impossible that he should be chayiv more than if he's a murderer. So then it's good that Yumas is extra because Yumas can't be teaching us that. Can't be more chomer than a regular person who murders someone else. Elamad Yuma chenek kill, it's more cool dik, ma'ikle meima. Why can't you type the positive gambal of Yumas means the Baam gets Misa? I want to say Yumas, teachers gets a Misa that's more cool dik, which is chenek. So right away I have a kasha. The gambal of Yumas maybe means that you chayiv Misa. I wouldn't just say v'gambalo, because then I would think he's chayiv saif. I want to teach you that he's chayiv less, only chenek, which is yumas. And chenek's more cool. So tomorrow, no. So I'll tell you why it can't be his chayiv misa. Lo yisakadar. The chesiv says in the pasuk, im kaifer yushalav. The pasuk says that he pays kaifer. If he would be a someone's b'chayiv misa, but the pasuk says like sichu koyfer lenefesh ritzach. You can't take koyfer for someone who's a ritzach. So therefore, it must be that you must does not mean that he gets chayiv misa. Break tomorrow. What do you mean? Adraba. Mushum he gufa. Gufa like we're telling us like this. That usually you can't get koyfer. Here you have an option of koyfer. Mushum he gufa. Katal iu. If he's the murderer himself, loy tiskele minor. You can't give money. Elabaktali, you have to get Misa. Katal Shaira, if his mamain, which is a shar, kills, Lifrak Nafshe Maina, he should have an option to be paid himself. So it's back Shvar. Maybe you must really mean Zichai Misa. It says Kaifer, he has an option of Kaifer. You never have an option of Kaifer. No, but your mamain, you have an option of Kaifer. Elam Echiskia, Vechain Tanad Bechiskia, you says a brice like that, Amakra, Moisumas Hamaka Ritzehu, but a parasha of Ritzeh it says, Moisumas Hamaka, because Ritzehu, our Ritzichos, at the Harga, you only kill him for his Ritzicha, but yet the Harga, Ritzicha Shaira. You don't kill him if his Shar kills. You only kill him for his own Ritzicha, not for Ritzicha Shaira. So therefore, now, the Gamba of Yumas is can't be learned Kapshutai, because it says, Dafkan's own Ritzicha is Chayav Nisa. So the Gamba of Yumas is teaching us that. Lashon Yumas teaching us that just like a Baal, when you kill him, you need a Bezin 23, you also need Kemisa Shar, also, the Misa Shar also needs 23. As it comes out from the Pasuk. Because at the end of the day, we're saying, you're not Chayev Misa. Why not? Because of the Pasuk, where it's Seachu, Dafka Artichasa, Tahargar Artichashar. Eboyelahu, Shar B'Sinai B'Kama. We know that if a Shar would get close to Har Sinai, he was Chayev Misa. Same thing for a person. It says, in behemah ish lo yichya. So are we makish the behemah to the ish? And just like the ish, we need a bezin of 23, like we know, even though it was before Matan Torah, we know from Yisroi, that's what Rashi explains. So the name of Yisroi was before Matan Torah. So we know from Yisroi already that there's a din of bezin of 23. So maybe the shar also, because they have a hekesh. Vailu, shar bezin of kama. Mi gomar shar medayres. Oiloi. Do you learn how to... Oh, okay. Toshima, Torah Mecheskel, and Behemam Ish, lo yichya, ma ish, v'chav gimel, af behemam, v'chav gimel. From the Pasuk, it says, a hekesh. In Behemam Ish, it's like an ish, v'chav gimel, af behemam, v'chav gimel. So Frank Taisvis, in Divin Maskel Shar, middle Taisvis, in Taima, makim v'ayalem is Shar Sinai. What's the difference? The might have a hava. What's the difference? And he says, the same Kashim, Sechaz V'Ezorah, it says, v'ma shima shmoisha kol zayim, yam aluim, what do you use? What's in the gap? So he says, because I want to explain the psukim. He says, I want to explain the psukim, and therefore, to learn Torah, to know the psukim, it's worth it. Not like Torah, to know the psukim in Torah. You know, like we talked before about the Erech, and you have to know psukim in Torah. The Maisa, at the end of the day, the Torah is where Hashem talks to us straight. We have to know the Torah. Every word in Torah is important for us to know, and this is one of the reasons we want to know how many people will be Misa. That's what he's saying. When it says in the Torah that you get Misa, how many would you need in Bezdin? Zok to Gemara Vayit. It says in the Mishnah that ha'ari v'aza'ev, a lion, a wolf, hadoiv v'anomar, a bear, a leopard, a bardless v'anochash, misasam v'es mishloisha. If you're killing them for 23, Rabbi Eliezer Eimer called Kari l'hargum zacha. Whoever kills them is zeicher. Rabbi Kiva Eimer, misasam v'es mishloisha. The Mishnah is for 23. Now what's going on in this Mishnah? Talk to Gemara. Omer Ashtakash, when do we give these wild animals misa v'husha misai? Only if they killed. But they didn't kill. You can't just go over to the Ari and bring him to Bezdin or kill him yourself. Only if the Ari did something wrong could you kill it. Alma Kasava, he holds, Yeshlam Tarvis, it's possible to domesticate, I think is the right word. You could train this animal to behave. Yeshlam Bayom, and therefore it's not considered Hefker because it could be trained. That's the Shita of Rav Shlakish. Even if it never did anything wrong, you're allowed to go ahead and kill it. They cannot be trained. And therefore, they don't have a shame bialim. They're like hefker. The mom is like hefker. You should not have this in your house. They're considered hefker, and you're allowed to kill it. But v'shlokashol, since you could train them, they're not considered hefker. Now, if they kill, so then it's soifa mechicha atchilasam that the Napnei Tarbis, and you don't even have to give them a din, you could just kill them. But you should go ahead and kill them, if they kill, because that shows that Taka not possible to train. But if, according to Rabbi Yochanan, in the first place, they're never yours, because they're never possible to train. So the Ara Achrayim will ask, so Ibn Kain, let's say they damage. Are you Chayiv? The Baal Chayiv? It's Hefker. It's not mine. It's not mine. It belongs to Hefker. So the Chazinish says, you're not Chayiv. But others say, it's not yours, the Gabi, other people let it kill it, but the Vada, it's yours, the Gabi. Hazekim. According to Rabbi Yochanan, yeah. Rabbi Yochanan says Hefker. So the Chazinish says, the Taki, you're not Chayiv. But others say that it is yours. For Hazekin, it's not like one of the Rishonim say, it's like a bar. A bar, even though it's in a Bershusha, it's still Chayiv for the damages, it's also, a bar, even though it's not yours, you're Chayiv for Hazekin, you're also, even though it's not yours, Chayiv for Hazekin. So we have Machalikus over here. Is it possible to train these animals, and therefore, in turn, could it be considered Hefker or not? The Rishonim says it's not possible to train, therefore it's Hefker. Tanan, it says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer, you may call it Koidim Lahargum Zacha. So Bishlom Rabbi Yechanon, what does Zacha mean? Lamai Zacha, Zacha Iron. You keep the R because it's Hefker. That's what means Zacha. What's also Zacha? So he gets the R. Eller Aslakish, Lamai Zacha, Kimin Shem, Misai, Sharabonon, Keman, the Gomer Denayu. According to Aslakish, when the fear of Eliezer, I'm allowed to kill it, only when it kills. So then I'm allowed to go ahead and kill it. Because that's where Les holds. You don't have to even bring it to din since it killed. So then it's begala. That's not a tarbis, and I could kill it. But lemaisa, the rabbanim made that's like gemar din, and you have a right to kill it. But halacha is any behema that's chayiv misa is asabana v'surin onenu. So what does zacha mean? So tomorrow my zacha l'shamayim. It means you zeich l'shamayim means it's considered a good deed. It's considered a praiseworthy thing to do to kill it to get rid of this mazik from the neighborhood. Tanya kavaseh deras lakish says echad shar shemis ve'echad behema chayiv shemisa ve'chagim v'ni 23. That's Tanya Kamal's. Rabbi Eliezer Eimer shar shemis behema chayiv v'ni 23. V'shar behema v'chayiv shemisa. There, if it's shemisa, then it's v'gala. It's not possible to train. So called koydim lahargon zacha v'lashmayim. Whoever goes ahead and kills it is zacha behem l'shamayim. So bottom line is like this. We had a machlekes or shlokes on Rabbi Yechidon about these specific animals that Rabbi Eliezer says you let go ahead and kill. When could you kill them? Rabbi Shlokes says you only could kill them after they kill. Then you kill them. According to Rabbi Yechidon, you could kill them, according to Rabbi Eliezer, right away. What does it mean called koydim em zacha? According to Rabbi Yechidon, it means zaycha, it's a hef, zaycha ba'iron. According to Shlokes, it means you were zaycha in the good mitzvah of killing them. That's what it means. And it means after the emisa, then you have this. Then it says, Rakiva Eimer, you also need Bezin 23. Freitimar Rakiva, Hainu Tanakama, it's Mamash Tanakama. Ikebenau Nachash. It's not clear on the words, but we're going to say Nafmin is a Nachash. That according to Tanakama, Nachash is considered, Nachash is just like the other ones, you have to have a Bezin 23. Rabbi Kiva says, the other ones agree needs Bezin 23, but Nachash is such a bad animal, such a Mu'ud Loilam, the Divri Akoil, so there, you will not need a Bezin 23, and if the fear of Shlokash, for example, it kills, you'll have to go ahead and kill it without bringing it to Bezin. Then the Mishnah says, "Ein donim es hashevet without a bezdin of 71." Without a bezdin of 71, that's what the Mishnah says. And I guess we're going to start probably from here. Tomorrow we'll start from here because I don't want to stop in the middle of the Gemara. So we'll start here tomorrow by "Ein donim es hashevet only with 71.